Scott Engel with Todd Frazier. Todd, where did the nickname the Todd Father come from?
That pretty much happened in the minor leagues with Cincinnati. A couple fans in Louisville started calling me that, and it caught on like wildfire. So I would say that happened about, I would say about 10 or 11 years ago, and it's one of my favorite ones. So I'd like to stick with that one.
Everybody's, you know, got something different when they come up to the plate. Like they play trap music or classic rock, but you got Frank Sinatra as your walk-up song.
Yeah, that goes for my grandma, man. She always used to play that slow music back in the day. I'll be honest, when I was younger, I didn't really like it, didn't understand it. And then, you know, it's like a fine wine sometimes. You hear it over and over, you're eventually going to like it, or you're just going to not go over grandma's house anymore. So fell in love with it, and it makes me think about family and relaxes me at the plate. So Fly Me to the Moon is where we're at.
Your older brothers play ball. How much were they an influence in shaping you as a ball player, and how much do they still help you?
Huge, huge influence. You know, I always wanted to be like them. They always let me play with their friends and made me better because they're 3-4 years older. And 4 or 5 years down the road, I'm the number one guy being picked because I kind of, you know, I was the guy that watched and asked a lot of questions. And eventually I outsmarted them a little bit and got bigger and stronger. And I thank them every day for that.
You were out there for a while on the market besides, you know, your reputation as an established veteran. You know, what was that like, and what's your view of what happened in free agency overall this year?
Yeah, it wasn't fun. I'll be honest with you. It was frustrating. Some days were unbearable, to be honest. You know, people don't understand what it does to your family, you know, when you're trying to find a job. And like I said, a lot of people got, you know, didn't get what they're supposed to, and it's very frustrating. So I'm glad I'm here, though. I'm glad, you know, Sandy gave me an opportunity, and glad to be close to home.
So what's the difference between playing here and in the Bronx so far? I mean, you've only been here a few days, but...
It's tough. It's tough to tell. Fans are great. The city over here in Queens is awesome. I mean, we got a lot of good fans, and it's a great team. I mean, I love playing with these guys. They're fun. They're happy, and they know what we got here.
Now, everybody wants to see David Wright back, obviously, but do you feel like, in a way, until he comes back or if he comes back, like you're kind of sliding into his role, strong clubhouse veteran, power hitter, good with the glove in the field?
Yeah, no, we want him back. I want him back, for sure. I mean, he can only help this team. I hope for the best for him. He's a great guy. He understands the game. He's been playing it long enough. He's the captain of this team, and to have him back and 100% healthy would only help this ball club immensely.
You had the highest on-base percentage of your career last year. Is that something you worked on and you take pride in?
I take a lot of pride in it now. You know, I got a two-strike approach. I'm just trying to see the ball a little bit longer. I used to chase those sliders in the dirt. I mean, I'll do it anyway still, but I'll minimize that. And, you know, I'll take my walks when I can because it only helps the team. You get another run around, putting more pressure on the other team, and eventually those runs will come in.
Some of us fantasy baseball guys, instead of using batting average, we use on-base percentage now, which makes us like you. You play fantasy football. Not that you know how it works, but do you take it as a compliment when people say they've drafted you in a fantasy baseball league?
Nah, it doesn't matter. I guess I'll take it as a compliment, but at the end of the day, I know who I'm playing for. I'm playing for myself, my family, and the New York Mets. So if I help some people out in fantasy, that's awesome. I know how it is with fantasy football. I'm sure I get yelled at a lot on TV. I'm sure I get, you know, they get excited for me in a good way too as well. But in baseball, there's a lot more failure, so there's going to be a lot of upset people out there. But and then when I do good, it's one of those things. It's hit or miss. So it's fun to do for those guys, but they got to understand it's a long season.
All right, thanks a lot.
You got it, man.